Number one, he'll probably be the first horse out. The stalls were located on the far side of the barn. Ruby Mae led Prince into the stall marked one. Next door, a young boy was busily brushing the mane of a dapple gray mare. When he saw Prince, he let out a low whistle.
"Whoa, he's bound to fetch a pretty penny," he said.
Ruby Mae didn't answer. The boy held out his brush.
"Want to clean him up? He'll get a better bid if and he's looking shiny."
"Prince don't need no brush," Ruby Mae said. "He's already plenty beautiful."
"Suit yourself."
Down the aisle came prospective buyers, one by one. All of them, it seemed, stopped to admire Prince. The first was a tall man with small black eyes. He was accompanied by a shorter, grizzled-looking companion.
"My name's Lyle Duster," the tall man said. "This here's my brother Ed."
Ed coughed softly and stared at the ground. Lyle eyed Prince appreciatively.
"Nice piece of horse flesh," he muttered.
"Mr. Duster, Prince ain't no horse flesh," Ruby Mae replied angrily. "He's a fine animal who just happens to be my friend."
Mr. Duster ignored her.
"An animal like that would do for all our farm work. He's plenty strong to do all the plowing and run races on weekends as well."
Ed nodded mutely. David cleared his throat.
"I'm sorry, gentlemen, but Prince is only for sale to an owner who won't overwork him. We love him too much to let him work 7 days a week."
Lyle Duster spat rudely.
"I reckon there's other ways of getting what we want,"
Ed laughed softly as they walked away.
"Them people give me the willies," Ruby Mae half-whispered to Christy. "Do you reckon they could be thinking of stealing Prince?"
"I certainly hope not," Christy replied. "It sounds as if those people shouldn't own a horse." A young couple dressed in Sunday finery stopped next.
"Clean gates?" the man asked as he knelt to examine Prince's legs.
"Oh, he's a dream to ride," David replied.
"If you don't mind using a pillow with your saddle,"
Ruby Mae muttered under her breath. "Ruby Mae," Christy scolded when the couple was out of hearing, "there's no point in saying unkind things about Prince. One way or another, he's going to be sold today."
"I know. It's just I hate the way they come and go, poking and prodding like he's a piece of fruit for sale. He's a living creature, Miss Christy. He's got feelings."
"Well, how do you think he feels hearing you say those things about him?"
"Oh, he don't mind. He knows I'm on his side."
A few minutes later, a tall man with slicked back hair and a dark mustache paused in front of Prince's stall. He sported a black riding coat and a satin top hat, and in his hand was a riding crop topped with a gold handle.
"Miss Tatum told us about you," Ruby.